Those crazy nights I do remember in my youth. I do recall those were the best times, most of all.
Welcome to a right to work state that is North Dakota. Were you satisfied with what you just heard? Because what I just heard as well, you got a problem, get the lawyers, because in essence you have to sue the state of North Dakota. Is the takeaway there for the one moment, of which there are very many more, and I don't get the sense that we're moving past the last example that brought this to a head of volleyball coach that worked for 15 years at Mayville State, right? Everybody keeps coming back to that, and I get it. And if I know a lot of you listen to the podcast, my conversation with Lindsey Johnson, I thank you for that. And for everybody that reached out after that conversation, thank you. And part of the trying to find a reason, which I think she is well entitled to have the example and the reasons why this decision was made, you know, and trying to rationalize, well, maybe it was this, you know, was the equal pay comment. Was that the last straw for the administration? We don't know, but she deserves to know, doesn't she? Doesn't seem like the university system really wants to dive on in further than, hey, he's our guy and we got his back. And there's a lot to unpack here. I mean, there really is. And I am going to get to your messages. I'll share more of my thoughts. But Bob has been very patiently waiting to join the conversation. And Bob, I appreciate your patience. How was your Friday?
Not a problem, Tyler. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
To say that I was less impressed with the chancellor is an understatement. If the military taught him how to deflect responsibility, he'd earned his lesson very well. I think that what this situation needs is some leadership. Mm-hmm. And I think leadership starts at the top. And I think he needs to insert himself into the situation. He doesn't understand, I don't think, what's going on out here. And the fact that we're dealing with a person's life, a person's livelihood. We're dealing with somebody that really cares about what they do and they love what they do. And he just couldn't quite find the time in his schedule to accomplish something that he could make a wrong or right. I am very disappointed in his response to your questions.
Yeah. Well, Bob, I can tell you in the text club and from my personal phone, you are not alone in that assessment and then that disappointment. I appreciate you calling in. I'm going to let you listen here to some of these that basically pointing out, yeah, there's a lot of talking in circles going on here. And the thing that I come back to is, yes, there is, as Bob just pointed out, there is an individual that lost their job. There's been many more that have either quit, resigned, been fired, whatever it is, that's no longer in departments at Mayville State. Now, if you want to talk about turnover after COVID, okay, then show me the comparisons. I mean, maybe what's the turnover at Mayville State is comparable to another university of similar size. Maybe it is similar to Lake Region State College or NDSCS or ND. I mean, pick any of the 11. No doubt there's been turnover. And I know that NDSU is struggling to figure out how they're going to live within their means right now. And the new president has his hands full. And you know what? From a distance here, as I've been following along, seems to have been doing good enough, even with those tough decisions. And yet he still doesn't have 70 people gathering on a lawn on a Wednesday night, showing how angry they are that they might be losing departments. So if that alone, have you ever tried to get 70 people, let alone 25 people together just on a whim without giving away something free? Hey, we'll provide meals for you. Oh, there'll be some cold beverages. Good luck. Go try it. Try to get 70 people together on Sunday night or Saturday. I'll give you 24 hours. It's going to be damn tough. But 70-plus people showed up to show that they're not happy with something that is going on Mayville State University. Now, I'm going to underscore again, I do not know either of the individuals. And I you know what, Lindsay, if you're listening, I'm going to just stop even using your name right now because this is bigger than your moment as far as how many people are upset. They're upset because of what happened to you, but there's more than just that. And that keeps just getting shoved into the focus here. All she wants is some damn answers, and I think she deserves that. But to keep going back to that, saying, well, this is a personnel matter. Go ahead and sue us. File an open records request. There, how many open records requests should you file up at MSU? I mean, if everybody that's seemingly, do you need to have 70 different open records requests on any given situation? Because when I'm getting messages from people that work at Mayville saying, I want to share with you, Tyler, what's going on, but I am afraid to be public about it because of intimidation and retribution. That's a red flag to me. It should be to you too. So to have that going on, and at this point, I would encourage you, if you are some of those people that are at that university, I mean, I would start reaching out to the Board of Higher Education then, because I don't know what other recourse you have. I mean, if the system is that, well, you can report to your president, and if that president doesn't like you, they can just let you go, and then we'll keep it confidential because of the employee confidentiality, well, then good luck. Good luck getting anything done if, in fact, that individual that's holding the lock to that key can close that gate on you. I don't know if that is what's going on with the president there. I don't know. He could be a swell guy. I have no idea. But I do know that you can't just brush aside 70 people, 70 plus, that got together and said, you know what, we can't keep going with this. And by people that have reached out to me, there would have been more than what showed up, but there's a fear factor up there. So come out, and yeah, I get the statement of support that the university system put out yesterday. I mean, was in essence because of what they're claiming was bad reporting from a different news outlet. Okay, I get that statement of support, but I think there is a faculty and staff population at MSU that needs some support right now as well, and they're not feeling heard. Now, for the event itself, on Wednesday, I understand that emotions ran high. And some people have said, yeah, that's not what was planned, and they felt bad about that, and I have no doubt they do. And I don't know that the president had that coming or not. It probably shouldn't have happened there. But to have that pent-up frustration just be brushed aside, which is what I just kind of heard, I don't think that's good enough either. 35270. God, I got a lot of messages. I'll try to get through as many as I can here. Tyler, to the topic going on, if college wanted to go a different way at the end of her contract, and this, of course, is about Lindsey Johnson, why only give her 15 minutes to clear out her office? They say she is not fired, then shouldn't she be able to fulfill her contract? Someone who is immediately dismissed should have a clear idea of what happened. How can she get a better coach professor if no feedback is given? How can MSU expect to hire quality people if this is how they terminate without documented cause? Well, and I think those are fair questions. At the very least, she should know what pushed that contract into the flames. And then it could be up to her whether or not she comes public with it. But from as best I know, she hasn't even been told why this decision to abruptly say, no, the contract's no longer going to be renewed, which, you know, that is part of business. It is. I know of a lot of people that have been at places for decades. All of a sudden, contract comes up, not renewed. But I've never heard anybody say they gave me 15 minutes to pack my stuff and go without reason. Tyler, the Mayville story is an example of poor morale in the Burgum administration. Could ask any other agency too. Tyler, this guy is talking circles. Tyler, he's the same bag of wind he was skirting around the big issues. Tyler, the volleyball coach, said initially she wasn't being renewed because of some ongoing issues with her that she had never heard anything about, and the president wouldn't elaborate on and basically changed the subject. Asked the chancellor about that because it sounds made up. I can tell you if I would ask that question, you wouldn't have got an answer anyway. Tyler, this guy is full of it. I know personally that the business office and athletic program is a mess. The president, athletic director, and HR have to go. Tyler, quote, not renewing the contract of someone seemingly at will and without transparency is not going to help Mayville recruit staff to fill open positions. You are spot on with that. You are. Tyler, if they're having troubles getting employees, why aren't they renewing contracts? Tyler, why does talking to a woman HR person have anything to do with a gender thing with an employee? Fair question. Hey, ladies, go talk amongst yourselves and feel good about it. Because you'll have confidence that if you're talking to another gal, that things will be all right. Just like if I go talk to one of the dudes upstairs in HR, right? That'll bring me more confidence. I don't understand why that keeps getting brought up, aside from the fact that when trying to find reasons why maybe the contract was renewed, that Lindsay brought up, hey, I brought up some equal pay issues earlier on. And if that's why the gender of, hey, there's a lady HR person, well, that doesn't really resolve anything. More messages in. I'm Tyler Axidis. You got locked in to After News Live on a Friday afternoon. We will lighten it up and have a little conversation with Erica Rapp, FargoUnderground.com, and we'll talk fishing up on Devil's Lake between now and 5 o'clock on KFGO.